Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of May, recording at 9:14 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, very quickly, the highlights of the day. In Asian stock markets, there weren't many. We had mostly some very small losses, quiet conditions here. A couple of exceptions were the Hang Seng Index and the H Share Index, which had modest gains. European indices traded mostly to the downside, very modestly so, and did close slightly lower on the day. The US indices opened soft and declined. At one stage, the Dow was down just over 100 points, but it clawed the whole thing back this afternoon and then rallied and closed with some reasonable gains. The Dow had the smallest, up 51 points, but the S&P was up nearly 11 points, and that was 0.77%, and a similar gain in percentage terms for the NASDAQ Composite Index. And in long-dated government bonds, we had selling pressure in the U.S. contracts, and we had a bit of a rally in the bunds and gilts here today. The U.S. dollar was a little bit steadier, and beg your pardon, the U.S. dollar was a little bit weaker in here today. Make sure you heard that. The U.S. dollar was definitely a little bit weaker here today. For instance, the euro has risen to 155.26. Now, the big story, I think, was crude oil. And this surged to a new all-time high. It got up to $122.73. But it's currently trading about nearly 90 cents off that level, but still in record high territory and still up nearly $2. That lifted precious metals to small gains here today. Maybe the best of those was in platinum, and most commodities were firmer following that oil move. The industrial metals, well, there were two that were down. The copper market was a little lower, and also the lead market was a little lower, but the others were up, and most of the agricultural commodities were a bit firmer as well. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in stock markets, we've got a quiet pause here because markets, first, had seen some reasonably good gains last month. A number of stock markets have rallied a little bit above those February highs that we had been emphasizing. A number of stock markets are testing a little bit of potential lateral resistance, or potential resistance from lateral trading, I should say, to make it a more accurate comment. But we haven't seen any hefty selling coming in here. We're just seeing a little pause, and my feeling is that we could get a low volume, light or narrow trading range rather, consolidation in here. And if some more selling doesn't emerge fairly quickly, we will see the stock markets resume those overall recoveries. So I view this action that we're seeing right now as really quite constructive, and certainly Wall Street's action here today was extremely constructive. Now, since last month, you know, we've had the Wall Street leash effect has been benign to positive, with Wall Street firmer, and we have also had, last month we saw the China leash effect turn from negative to positive, and that's really important. Those are the two most influential stock markets in the world at this stage. Well, they're in the world period, and that's going to remain the case increasingly. China's influence is largely within Asia, but it will expand as that stock market continues to grow, and as China's economy continues to grow. I really like the China investment story right now. I'm playing it every which way, and I've held throughout the sell-offs. I held a position in the Atlantis China Fund. With hindsight, it would have been a good idea to sell that out given the last October, given the correction that we actually saw, but I didn't. And it's coming back up, and I'm sure it will continue to come back up, or as reasonably sure as one can be in an uncertain world in these markets. But I like the action of Hong Kong and the H shares, Taiwan. There are a lot of interesting China plays here, and as to say, I think that will be good for the whole region. And I have increased my speculative leveraged weighting quite considerably recently. I've done it fairly conservatively, and behind trailing stops. But it's not just China that I hold. I have opened positions quite recently in the Swedish OMX market, and also in the DAX, and I increased the DAX position here today. I have a spread bet in the Brazil stock market index. That was interesting because that had 3 big up days following the re-rating by S&P, re-rating of Brazil's debt, which caused the breakout from that long trading range. And today it was underwater for most of the day, but then rallied towards the close. It actually closed up a thin 20 points. That's on an index that's nearly at 70,200. But the interesting thing is that it reversed that decline and pushed ahead in here today. We also had a solid gains in Mexico today and Canada. So these resources markets are firm here. Once again, I'll be surprised if that doesn't spill over into Australia tomorrow. So again, I think this is still a benign environment here for stock markets. I described this a while back as the first psychological perception stage of a bullish move, or even and often in a new bull market. And that is that prices have stopped going down. They're basically ranging sideways, and everybody's looking for another shoe to drop, or everybody's looking for another down leg. Nobody is convinced that the lows will hold. So the perception among investors who are holding cash or a higher levels to their cash, much higher cash levels than they were, for instance, at the last market peak, the perception is one of bearishness, very low confidence. The perception is that risk is quite high, but of course it's the market decline that has been discounted. That's discounted the bad news. So when you have a market that's already fallen a long way, lots of selling has taken place, discounting that bad news. The main bad news, of course, in this case being the credit problems that emanated from the USA. And then there is concern over corporate profits due to the global slowdown, but that's reflected in the price. And again, people hold cash. So in that first psychological perception stage of a recovering market, the perception of risk is highest when it's actually lowest. It's lowest because the bad news has already been discounted and people hold lots of cash to fuel a future rise. We are slowly heading towards the long second psychological perception stage of a recovery, and that's when indices have established upward trends, ranging upward trends, And so it's no longer credible to be talking about an extension of the bear market. You get this sort of grudging admission that the lows are actually in. And people start to do a little bit of investing, but they're very nervous. And so they're quick to take their profits. And therefore, they still hold quite high levels of cash. And that's still quite a favorable environment overall. That third psychological perception stage of a bull move, of course, is when you get into the surging, accelerating phase, and everybody's screamingly bullish, and they're long and leveraged, and the market's heading for its next peak. I'll write about the second psychological perception stage, which some markets have already entered, and more will enter. I'll do it this week. If not tomorrow, I'll do it on Thursday. And that second phase could last quite a while. Usually does at least a number of months. Now, what about long-dated government bonds? There's still some vulnerability here because global GDP growth is going to pick up, or at least it's not going to weaken further, I don't think. And the yields are just not attractive here at all. The commodity story remains hugely interesting. Crude oil's advance is arguably getting a bit overextended in here, but it's still in the form of a staircase advance. And we want to, though, be alert to this move eventually spilling over into a medium-term correction. I thought that might have occurred for a while when the precious metals peaked, but crudes remain stronger, and so it's very consistent. Look at it on a daily chart in particular. You'll see that one step above another in terms of trading ranges, and therefore there's no evidence that this move is over yet, but it is steepening, as you will see if you have a look at those charts. The easiest way for this move to end in terms of our ability to spot the end would be if it accelerates. And the more dramatic the acceleration, again, the easier it is to pick it up when it starts to lose momentum, let alone start to get some downward dynamics. You saw that with precious metals earlier in the year. You saw it with a number of grains as well. You saw it with rice quite recently. Okay, what else to mention here? I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say all the best to all of you, and watch for some steady stock market action in Australia and some of the Asian markets tomorrow, at least on the opening. All the best.